the FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Carnival Act.
I want to know is, why didn't Luke come to us right off? Why'd he wait for us to go to him?
Well, you know, I need Sheriff. That's your business.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yep. You gonna pay them for the FBI, Sheriff?
Yeah, I don't know. Depends on what instructions they wire us. Hey, you there. Hold on a minute.
Me?
Uh-huh. I want to talk to you.
Oh, yes, Sheriff.
You're the owner of this here carny, ain't you?
That I am, sir. Burton L. Ponsford, owner and creator of Ponsford's Spectacular Wonder Show at your service. What can I do for you? Free passes for tonight, performance pass?
No, we already seen the show. Where can we find that wine girl?
Wine girl? You mean Miss Lily Champagne?
She's the one days in the stuff I do. Where can we find her?
Yeah, no, Sheriff, you just said you've already seen the show, so you know firsthand that Miss Lily's famous waterfall ballet is nothing more than an artistic performance of Christine Innocence, a veritable elfin demonstration that no one could
possibly... Well, we're not here about that, Mr. Ponsford.
I beg pardon?
There's nothing offensive about that there ballet. Fact is, just the other way around. Hey, Jed?
That's it. Dandy's got so much waterfall to it, neither of us could make out the girl, much less the dance.
Oh, well, then.
I want to talk to Miss Lily about another artistic performance of hers. The one called Blackmail.
Blackmail?
Yeah. She and that Barker fella danced off with almost $900 belonging to one of Dairyville's leading citizens.
Oh, so that's why those two pulled out in such a hurry.
Pulled out?
Right after the Saturday matinee. Told me they had to visit a sick uncle in Sacramento.
Mother Lane, Chef. If they'd stayed with one outfit, the FBI would have had him by now.
FBI?
Yes, sir. Jed, show him that circular we got.
Right here.
Yeah. Wanted by this bureau for fraud and extortion, Lillian Schlossman, alias Lily Champagne, known to be traveling now in the southwest states with her partner, Rex Barker. These two work a carnival act with an interesting side angle involving a local...
And before you find healthy-looking men folks step up to buy tickets for Miss Champagne's exotic performance, I feel obligated to give fair warning to any timid soul among you. The waterfall ballet is not for those who blush too easy. After the performance, I don't want you saying, "Mister, I want my money back. You've shocked my modesty. I didn't know it was that kind of a show." All right, tickets now on sale, so hurry, hurry, hurry. The tent has a limited capacity. Make sure you are at one of the unlucky ones. Look out.
I'm sorry, Sonny, no one under 16 is allowed to see the show.
And he comes up to me after the show, and he wants to know, does Miss Champagne ever accept invitations out for dinner or maybe a drink? And I say...
Here, $18 and 15 cents in change.
15 cents?
Yeah, some pikers tipped you a Canadian dime.
Ernest, there's more crooks in these hick towns. And I said, well, Miss Champagne's very particular about who she goes out with. But why don't you ask her? And he
What's in trouble, marriage?
No, he's a widower. He said, all right, he'd come to your dressing room after the last show tonight. And I said...
Rex, we've got to be careful. It's not a good idea working another sucker so soon.
I know, Lil, I know. But this one's too hard to resist. Hayseed all over it. Wait till you see. And besides, while he was catching 40 winks this app, I asked questions around town. This character has dough. His wife left him a building on Main Street, and he lives on a big farm that's lousy with acres all by himself.
Oh?
You could take on just one more tiny romance. Now, couldn't you, Miss Champagne?
Well, thing as you put it that way.
Speak to the devil.
Let him in and then leave us alone.
Check. Oh, good evening. Is the champagne?
Hey, he's right here, Mr. Wallace. Right here. Come on in.
Thank you. Lily, this is Mr. Wallace. Wanted to see you.
How are you, Mr. Wallace?
Oh, just fine, I guess.
Forgive me for talking to behind the screen. I'll be dressed in a second. Hey, Rex, don't forget rehearsal tomorrow.
I won't. See you then. Well, you're not leaving.
Well, I have to check in tonight's receipts, Mr. Wallace. Glad to see you again. Night, Lily.
Good night, Rex. Please go ahead, Mr. Wallace. I'm listening.
Huh?
You wanted to see me about something?
Oh, yes. Well...
I bet I know what about. You reporters are all alike. Oh, be a darling and hand me that negligee, won't you?
Well,
town all alike. Tell me, Miss Champagne, how did you happen to get into show business in the first place?
Well, say, I think you've got me wrong, Miss Champagne.
Uh-huh. Hey, easy with that chiffon. It tears if you only just look at it.
Oh.
Thank you. Got you wrong, how?
Well, I'm no reporter, not me.
You know?
No, ma'am, no. If I gave you that impression, I certainly didn't mean to.
Yeah, that's better. So, now we can relax. What's the matter? You don't like the way I look?
Oh, no, ma'am, no. You look...
Comfortable?
Beautiful.
Well, thank you, sir.
Plum beautiful.
Thank you. Now, tell me, Mr. Walters, if you're not a reporter... Just what is it you want to see me about?
How well do you know the history of your army? For example, do you know the name of the man who is considered to be America's first one-man army? In 1776, a 16-year-old volunteer from Virginia joined the army under Washington at the Battle of Middlebrook. He was no ordinary soldier, however. Although only 16, he stood well over 6 feet and was aptly called the Giant of Virginia. His name was Peter Francisco. Of Spanish birth, Francisco was adopted as an infant by an uncle of Patrick Henry. Francisco's record as a soldier is a legend in American military history. His sword, measuring 5 feet from hilt to tip, became a familiar sight on the battlefields of the Revolution, and his feats of strength were equally famous. It is claimed that during the Battle of Camden, for example, he hoisted a 1,200-pound cannon on his back and delivered it to troops in another part of the field. Later, when forces of the British Lord Tarleton were plundering and burning their way through Virginia, Francisco, simply by mounting his horse and giving an imaginary force the command to charge, completely demoralized and routed 400 of the British troops. Today in Virginia, documents can still be seen which record this and many other almost unbelievable feats of the legendary Peter Francisco. Thus, another page was added to the history of your United States Army.
Sheriff, there he is, officer.
Yeah, he's here.
Just a minute, I'll let you go.
Good morning. Sheriff in?
Uh-huh. What do you want to see him about?
My name's Stephen.
Oh, sure, you're that fellow from the FBI. Well, you go right in, the sheriff will take you.
Okay, Luke, you get over here as quick as you can. I don't like to keep the government waiting. That? Oh, yeah, you do that. We'll be here. We'll be over shortly, Mr. Stevens.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Yeah, Sid's having some trouble with his livestock, but I think he's just stalling so he won't have to own up again what a fool sucker he was.
He wasn't the first one taken in by Lily's act. He doesn't have to feel sheepish.
No, I reckon not. She sure had the looks and the shape to go with it. Can't say as I blame Luke. I really can't.
Exactly what happened? While we're waiting, you might as well fill me in.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. Well, you see, Luke's a bachelor. Works hard, don't have a chance for much fun. He was what you might call,
vulnerable.
Yeah, that's vulnerable. So when this carnival come along and he got an eye full of this wine girl...
He got the bug, asked her out, and fell hook, line, and sinker.
He did? I guess maybe I don't have to fill you in at that. You seem to know more about what happened than I do.
Only up to a point. Didn't she confess to being already married?
She did. Not before her partner, that Barker fella, threatened to expose him to Samson.
Samson?
The carnival strongman. You haven't come up against that?
No. Tell me about that, Sheriff.
Yeah, this Samson's a great big heap of muscle. Offers a $100 bill to any challenger lasts a minute with him in the ring. Also, he's the fella that Lily's already married to. Or at least that's what her partner told Luke Summers. Anyway, Luke's not only worried about going out with a married woman, he's worried about this Samson.
And what's more, I'll tell you this, Mr. Walters. I've never seen anyone so jealous of Lily. If he ever found out about you and her, I wouldn't give 2 cents for your life. Why, I've seen him crush a man just for looking at her.
Stop it, honey. I can't stand it.
Oh, Lily, if you could have seen the look on his face.
Where did you give him this feel?
Oh, right downstairs in the lobby a couple minutes after he brought you home.
Oh, I wish I'd seen it.
Well, I thought he'd crawl right through the floor. Well, finding out you were married was bad enough, but when I told him your ever-loving was Hercules...
What a gal! Atlas, Samson, and now Hercules. I sure go for the muscles, don't I?
Hey, but listen, we never had it so good. Ever since we added that strongman angle, we've had no trouble at all from the rules.
Well, I'm not complaining. I'm just wondering how much longer we can get away with it. Another beer?
If you're having one. What do you mean, how much longer?
Well, you know, We're not getting any younger.
What?
I'm nudging 35, sweetheart. Here.
Thanks. You nudged 35 2 years ago.
You and your lousy memory.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, all the more reason. How much longer can I keep him coming?
As long as you want, Lou. And I don't care what you imagine. You still look sweet 16 to me.
Oh, you.
No, I mean, cross my heart to help me.
Okay. I'll remind you when I'm old and gray. Meantime, let's rake in the cash.
All right, let's. Madam Torres says the time is right for enterprise.
Madam Torres, you and your fortune tellers, honest.
Well, now, this one's the McCoy girl. You'd be amazed all she knows of my past.
Okay, she's the McCoy. But right time or not, you still better give Hercules the word on water.
I already have.
Oh?
Told him we were playing a little gag. If it were ever to come up, the two of you are one.
He didn't object?
Object? Why, he's only too glad to join the fun. The guy's got a yen for you, Lou, just like the rest.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know something? Maybe I'm a sucker thing married to you.
You know, maybe I was that.
In fact, you better kiss me real quick before I change my mind and walk out on you.
Okay. But you know what?
What?
It's blackmail, sister. Positive blackmail, that's what.
This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me.
Paris in the spring. The cardinal whistling joyously as he builds his nest in the bush. Or Cairo in the fall, when the temperature has dropped below scorching. Faraway places with strange-sounding names. Nope, I'm speaking of Illinois, the land of Lincoln. Oddly enough, though, Illinois is sometimes referred to as Egypt because the fertility of the soil in and around Cairo, or Cairo, giving it the Illinois pronunciation, resembles that of its Egyptian namesake. But there the similarity ends. Riding the Rock Island line is considerably more comfortable than riding a camel. And the IGA stores, the lonely grain elevators, the oak groves, the signs saying Edna's Cafe and Clabber Girl and Chew Mail Pouch are familiar to us in a way the pyramids could never be. Oh, not that Illinois is lacking in the exotic. Chicago is testimony to that. But Illinois, home not only of Lincoln, but of Grant and Clarence Darrow and Carl Sandburg and Ziegfeld and Montgomery Ward and Allen, the original Pinkerton man, is home to us all. So reflective is it of our great nation. Celebrated in word and song, Illinois is indeed a sovereign state.
I can't believe it, Walter. I just can't.
Well, it's the truth, Lily. Every word of it, just like I told you.
Well, I knew Rex couldn't be trusted. I knew he served a term in jail once. But pulling a dirty stunt like this.
He served a term in jail?
Mm-hmm. 5 years. Oh, have you got a handkerchief?
No. Don't cry, Lily, please. We'll straighten this out somehow.
You don't understand. Hercules is just crazy jealous. That's one of the reasons I left him. He'd never seen anyone with a temper like that.
Well, he wouldn't hurt you, would he?
Me? I'm not worried about me. I'm thinking of you.
You mean that he...
Oh, what if he finds out I've fallen for another man?
But I didn't know that. I mean, well, you never told me.
But I know. It's all my fault.
Well, I didn't mean that. I just meant that.
It is my fault. I liked you so. I didn't want to lose you. And... what? I don't think I could stand seeing you all bashed in like that.
Bashed in?
The way poor Philip was. I visited him in the hospital. Oh, Walt, how could I have done this to you? How?
Well,
I wrong, Walt? Was it selfish of me to try and steal a moment's happiness, however brief?
Well...
Walt, why to me? Of course, it was terribly selfish. Walt, there's only one thing to do.
It sure looks that way.
Face Hercules before Rex does.
Huh?
You're going to Hercules yourself and tell him all about it.
I'm what?
It may take him off guard if he hears it from you. All right, he may rock you up a bit, but at least you respect your courage.
Lily, I'm going to do no such thing.
Well, it's better than letting Rex.
He is not going to either.
But you said the skunk.
I said he was going to Hercules unless he got $1,500 not to. I told him I'd think it over.
Well?
Well, I have thought it over. And he gets the $1,500. It's better to face facts, Lily, than Hercules. I'd sooner Rex gets it than me.
Now, before I turn your attention to the next attraction, let me remind those of you who have not yet purchased tickets that the Wonder Show starts in the main tent in just 10 minutes. All right, now, if you'll just follow me over to the next platform, You'll be entertained by Mr. Minikin, the world's tiniest human.
Hey,
right on.
Hey,
yes. Pardon me one moment, folks.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Now, this here agent fella's from the FBI in Washington, Ponsford. I want you to tell him just what you told me over the phone this morning.
Rex?
Okay, Lily, I got it. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Barker. This is...
Hello, Mr. Warners. I was expecting a call. What time shall I come over to pick up that money? Just before showtime, okay?
Well, I'm afraid not, Mr. Barker. I just called to tell you that I thought the whole thing over. I'm not going to pay you one dime.
Huh?
I decided not to take the easy way out, Mr. Barker.
Oh, you decided that?
I did.
All right, Mr. Warren. And we'll do this the hard way. I'm driving out to your place right now. And you're going to have that money ready, or I'll call Hercules and have him take it from there.
So you're going to do this the hard way,
hmm? Oh, not me, Mr. Borders. I'm not going to do a thing.
I see. You intend to call Hercules and have him handle it, eh?
Uh-huh. That's just what I intend. As soon as his wife gets here.
His wife?
Yes. In case you alone don't impress him, I figure an eyeful of Lily might help.
Well, you wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't I?
But you can't call Hercules.
No? That's up to you, Mr. Walters. Either you pay me $1,500, or that's just what I do.
It is.
It is. $1,500,
or you call Hercules. Yes.
You don't have to call me, Rex.
But I've been trying to tell him.
Why call when you can call, tell me direct?
Hercules, what are you doing here?
You want to know. Better than anyone, you want to know.
Oh. You found out from Lily.
Huh? He found out from me.
Found out plenty, too. Rex, you picked the wrong sucker.
Huh? It's me, Hercules. This is a gag, remember?
Don't worry, he remembers.
Not only do I remember, I'm going to add a new twist.
Huh?
New twist. I'm going to knock you up like a pretzel unless you cooperate with this gent.
What gent?
This gent.
I think he means me, Rex.
Huh?
All right, thanks, Hercules. I'll take over.
Hey, what goes here?
You go right into that room I came out of.
Yeah, who says so?
He does, Rex. FBI, and if you'd rather not cooperate...
Hey, let go of me. I'd rather.
Okay. Too bad. I'd rather you wouldn't.
In there. That's fine.
Can I ask one question?
Go ahead.
How'd you find me?
The easiest way in the world. Get in there fast.
Hey, wait.
That'll be my wife, Rex.
Okay, Mr. Waters, she's all yours.
Now, listen, you can't do this,
Lily.
You can't.
Get in. Oh, Walt, am I in time?
You are, Lily. You're just in time.
I hope I get here before that louse Rex did. He told me over the phone what you said. Oh, Walt, it's so brave of you.
Isn't it?
But I can't let you go through with it.
Well, why not? After all, we only went out for dinner and looked over my livestock. Why should I be blackmailed for that?
You shouldn't, of course. But if Rex ever tells Hercules...
Let him.
But...
Let him. Who cares?
I care. I couldn't bear it, Walt. I couldn't bear what Hercules would do.
Well, I could, as long as you're proud of me.
Proud?
You said you hoped you found the man who would stand up to Hercules, now, didn't you?
Well, yes, but alive, not dead.
I'll take that chance.
You don't know Hercules.
You don't know me.
Even how you take a thing like this.
You don't know the half of it.
Well, you say that now, but if he were here in this room, you wouldn't be so brave.
Oh, yes, I would. I would be even if he were in the next room.
Oh, Walt, stop being a fool and pay Rex the money.
I can't, Lily. I can't. It's too late, even if I wanted to.
Why?
They just won't let me.
Who won't let you? What are you talking about?
About them. The FBI. They won't let me.
FBI? What have they got to do with it?
Why don't you ask them?
Hmm?
One of their agents is right in the next room with Hercules.
Walt, I don't like playing games.
This is no game, baby, believe me.
Rex!
No game at all.
Hercules!
This is Agent Stevens. How are you, Lily?
Lousy, I think. What happened, Rex?
I hate to tell you.
Well, hate, only tell me.
Madame Taurus. She made out like she was reading my fortune and all the time she was writing to Ponsford for info.
Madame Taurus. Okay, it serves you good and right.
Well, shall we get started?
Where?
Oh, that's easy. Madame Taurus answered that one and without writing for any info. According to her, you and Rex are about to go on a long journey up the river. Rex?
I'm coming. Hercules?
Yeah, Rex?
Do me a favor, will you?
Well...
When you go back to the Carney, tell Madame Taurus I think she's a lot of bull.
Okay, Rex. I'll do that.
So, what are we waiting for, Flatfoot? Let's go.
The short and speedy trial convicted Lily and Rex Barker on numerous counts involving fraud, larceny, and extortion. Each was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Many of the witnesses asked to testify against them refused rather than face what they believed would be public embarrassment. But ample evidence was supplied by Mr. H.L. Walters to convince the jury and secure the convictions. For 6 years at least, there'll be no further demonstrations of the Carnival Act. Story. Kathleen Cordell played the part of Lily Champagne. Bill Johnstone was Rex Barker. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Jack Anson Fink. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.